When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Phone lines, they're open. Want to get your reaction. I mean, this is some audacious stuff, folks. The phone number, 844-967-2789. You know, I don't mean this show in particular, but it's always kind of a big deal, and we appreciate you listening. But I want to get back to this new reporting at the New York Times. This aide to Roger Stone got on the phone, and there is a tape. We've had some very audacious tape we've already listened to. This tape also, you know, a little sounded challenged, so I'm not going to play it on the radio. But there is good reporting of what is contained in the tape. And here is the conclusion of the New York Times reporting thereof. At one point during the call, Mr. Sullivan, again, this is Roger Stone's former Twitter guy, apparently, Mr. Sullivan was asked by an unknown questioner whether Mr. Trump intended to impose martial law on January 6th. That explosive notion had been raised publicly 2 weeks earlier by Mr. Flynn, that's Michael Flynn, during an appearance on the right-wing television network Newsmax. Now, this phone call took place on December 20th, so this preceded, but sort of foreshadowed what was to come. Here is the further reporting from the New York Times. Mr. Sullivan answered the question by telling the man that he foresaw Mr. Trump putting in place, and here was the quote, I think I've already quoted this, but I'll say it again, a limited form of martial law on January 6th. I don't see any other way around it because he's not going to allow an election fraud to take place. It's not going to happen. So he's going to take it back, right? A social media consultant who calls himself the Wizard of Twitter, Mr. Sullivan worked for a political action committee run by Mr. Stone, a longtime confidant of Mr. Trump's, during the 16 presidential campaign. According to Reuters, one of the projects he did for Mr. Stone, was a strategy document describing how to use Twitter swarms to amplify political messages. More recently, Mr. Sullivan had taken an active role in promoting the QAnon conspiracy theory, which holds that prominent liberals belong to a cult of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. Did you get all that? We are Satan-worshipping pedophiles. Or at least many prominent liberals are. I'm probably less prominent. Although perhaps Satan-worshipping.
I mean, we are the devil's advocates, so you may be, you know, by proxy, you might be worshipping the devil's advocates. Okay, maybe.
I don't like this whole pedophile tag, though. That's starting to become bothersome.
Yeah, it's just, it's lost all meaning at this point.
At a public appearance last year with Miss Powell, she again is the Kraken, and Michael Flynn, lock him up, Flynn, Mr. Sullivan called Hillary Clinton a god-awful woman and then made a gesture suggesting she should be hanged.
Oh, that's what a good person does.
Swell guy.
That's a really good person right
didn't,
there.
Didn't incite or advocate for any violence whatsoever other than the shooting of the Black Lives Matter protesters and the hanging of Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah, that's really good political rhetoric, and it really speaks to good policy, right?
A little bit more from the reporting here. On the conference call ahead of the January 6th, Mr. Sullivan told his listeners that he was an expert at making things go viral online. I hope this story goes viral. But that it was not enough to simply spread the message that the election had been stolen. Again, here's a quote, the conclusion of this article. There has to be a multiple front strategy. And that multiple front strategy, I do think, is to send on the Capitol without question, he said, make those people feel it inside. Oh, I think they felt it. I think they were feeling it.
They did until they got safe and then they reversed their course.
Those warm, patriotic people coming down to stay inside the velvet ropes, as Ron Johnson described it, and, you know, perhaps bear spray and, you know, attack.
That's what I bring. I mean, that's what I bring, especially like if I'm going to an event, especially with a bunch of friends. I always bring my bear spray in case I need to spray people, just to tell them how much I really appreciate them letting me over there.
Someone would have to tell me where you acquire bear spray, because unlike some of these Capitol insurrectionists, I'm not well stocked on the bear spray. But you know, this stuff does have practical effects. And before we run out of time in this segment, I'm going to bring it a little closer to home right here in the great state of Wisconsin. AG candidate Eric Toney calls on Tony Evers, to remove five elections commissioners. Now, state attorneys say the governor doesn't have the power, but that's not the point, is it? A Republican candidate for attorney general is calling on Democratic Governor Tony Evers to remove five of the six members of the state elections commission. But attorneys for Evers and the legislature say the governor doesn't have the power to do so. Now, the five he wants out, I got to think they include our friend Mark Thompson and probably Ann Jacobs. Dean Knutson, he's probably got to go as well. But the one that can stay is the false Trump elector, Bob Spindell. Now, he's the good one because he didn't give any, you know, electoral advice during a pandemic like an elections commissioner might. And let's not forget, this is a, you know, a effectively a volunteer position. But anyways, let me read a little bit further because this guy, he's got to be Trumpy enough. The Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney submitted a complaint letter to Evers on Tuesday alleging the five members, but not Bob Spindell, stole the power from state lawmakers by advising election clerks in 2020 to navigate pandemic-related visitor restrictions in nursing homes. I mean, you got to say a lot of words to even get to what they think was the criminality here. By ignoring a state law requiring poll workers to visit the facilities to assist with voting before sending voters absentee ballots, despite the fact it was a pandemic, but let me read on. The move by Tony comes as Republican candidates in Wisconsin vie for support of their party's base that is largely focused on election-related issues as former President Donald Trump continues to promote the false claim that widespread fraud resulted in his 2020 loss to Joe Biden. Tony said in a news conference at the state capitol that he's not making a similar call to the Republican and Democratic legislative leaders because he believes Evers can remove all five commissioners on his own. But state attorneys don't agree. Evers currently has the authority to remove just two members, those he appointed, according to the nonpartisan Legislative Council, an agency of attorneys that provide legal analysis to lawmakers that the Republicans then ignore and hire outside counsel at taxpayer expense to fight the truth. Come back, more doubles.
If I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.